Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine Review, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Joining me, our Word on Wine reviewer, Mary Zajac. Always nice to see you.
Always nice to see you, Jonathan.
We are in northeast Italy around the Veneto, and we're also in Sicily for a couple of wines this fine morning. Let's start with one of the great wines of the Veneto, Amarone, made from raisins.
Yes, indeed. So
you dry them and then you make wine out of raisins.
They're allowed to dry, yes, and you press them, and what you get is something a little bit thicker, a little bit more viscous.
Mm-hmm. And fabulous, and sort of expensive. So our Amarone was the 2006 Corte Maggiore. It was a $38 bottle of wine. It was big. It was beautiful. I'll bet you could pay a lot more for Amarone. This was a very nice one.
Yeah, this is more of an entry-level Amarone, so it might not be as heavy and luscious as a more expensive one, but it was still lovely, still had that nice raisiny quality to it.
You know, we think about sort of the Barolos and the Barbarescos and the Brunellos, and this would be maybe, the next great fabulous Italian wine. Yeah,
yeah.
I couldn't agree more. We go all the way down to Sicily in the foothills of beautiful smoking Mount Etna. From 2009, and a producer called Tenuto della Terre Nere, the wine is called
Etno Rosso.
And this was a grape called Novello Mascalese. Every region in Italy seems to have its own unique grape, as it were.
Italy is such a challenge to learn about wine-wise because there's so many different varieties. If you go to other countries, you more or less see the same grapes, generally speaking. But in Italy, every region has its own own grapes, varieties that you don't see anywhere else.
So this Novello Mascalese yielded a huge, ripe, mouthy, big wine, and which you would expect from beautiful, ripe, volcanic soil in Italy. It was an $18 bottle of wine. This was a pretty interesting quaff, as it were.
The producer is Marco De Grazia, who's an importer of Italian wines. He has a fascination with Pinot Noir and Nebbiolo, and he has said that the wine that he produces here in Sicily has a kindred spirit to that. And while it is a larger wine, it does have some of those briary and cherry pit qualities that you get in both Nebbiolo and Pinot Noir, and that silky quality.
You thought it had a little bit of restraint and
a little bit more.
Balance.
Yeah.
Yeah, than your typical sort of Sicilian wine.
Yeah, and he's doing this organically, which is also kind of fun, too.
I say mazel tov. So some nice Italian options today on Word on Wine Review. For Word on Wine Review, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.